So he's saying I did it without the help of God. Our little help.
Yeah, but he was just really pointing something out that, like, he was saying this person's working on his character traits, and he is really trying to get rid of this thing called gaiva. He is trying to get rid of this thing called haughtiness. But his whole day he was trying to get rid of this thing called haughtiness, and he left with not doing anything positive for the world. Right? And that's what he's saying a little bit differently. He's saying that tipshus hilas batam an alimud. It's foolish to not do something because I'm afraid that I'm going to become haughty if I do this thing. No. Right? Yes, if you're self-aware enough to know that part of what you're doing makes you haughty, so by doing the good, what's going to happen to the haughtiness is that it's going to become uplifted. It's going to become nullified. Just do good. Stop being so worried. Right? And obviously, again, it's within measure. Obviously, I'm not looking for accolades. I don't want to be on the centerfold. I'm not necessarily doing, but we did yesterday or 2 days ago, was that for a person to have subjectivities, there's nothing wrong with it, right? That's human. For a person to say that the main reason why they're doing it is for the subjectivity, that's something else, right? So the main reason why we come and learn, the main reason why I want to be rabbi in the shul can't be so I get attention. Can't be because I get honor. Now, what happens once in a while when I feel good that I get honor? What should I do about that? I should quit? That I probably, you know, a lot of people would quit, right? So what do you do at that point, right? You're aware of it. What do you do at that point? Let me ask you. What do you do at that point? Here I am. I'm a rabbi. And hopefully what I'm trying to do is good, hopefully, for the shul, for the community. My primary focus is not myself, okay? However, right, let's assume that, okay? But however, at times, I feel very good. Why do I feel very good? Because somebody called me rabbi, or somebody gave me honor, or somebody, there are more people came to class. And right, the other Sunday, we had a lot of people in class. It felt good. So does that mean that I should stop doing it because I felt good? So there are people that would say I should stop doing it because it felt good. But I'm just saying that if someone who's obsessed, not in a negative way, but I mean, it's not negative, but if someone's really trying to root out their gaiva, someone's trying to, may say, again, when I say gaiva, we're talking about the negative part of gaiva, not, we learned over here, there's also a positive side to it. But when I say the negative side of haughtiness, so does that mean now I should stop doing it because of it? There are people, I think, that would say yes. No? No, Leon?
No. You direct it.
So I can only direct it if I'm engaged in it. Right? In other words, yeah. So it's true. I feel good when people listen to me. So now the question is, what I do at that point? Do I say, well, if I feel good, people listen to me, I got an issue and I have to stop doing this.
Yeah,
and then what happens?
You have to stop and analyze it first and see if good gaiva or bad gaiva.
Right.
It can be something good to get out of it, or it's something that can be actually increase my feeling to do more, better.
Right, so that's one. I think he's saying a little bit more than that now, though. You're right, that's true. There's good gaiva and bad gaiva, and good gaiva means that I'm just revealing godliness. So that's what we said the other day, that we established. But now we're saying even bad gaiva, even the fact that I feel that I prepare, or part of, let's say, whatever I'm doing, right? Part of what I'm doing is because I know that people are going to say, good job, Rabbi, right? What's that? Right, so if someone says that, oh, wait a second. So if I'm working on myself, maybe I shouldn't do it. So what's the answer to that? No, you do it, right? So he's saying, don't hold back from doing something good just because there's what's mu'rav, just because there's also some bad things that's involved in it. Again, most of it shouldn't be bad. If most of it's bad, if the whole objective of what I'm doing is I should feel good about myself, then you're right, then it's something to look at. But if there are parts of it is that I feel good about myself, don't stop doing that. It will be, you continue doing good, and what's going to happen to the negative side is that either it's going to become positive, and it's going to become, like you said, gaiva de kedusha, it's going to become that I'm really expressing godliness, or it's going to become nullified. Does that make sense? Even your Yetzer Hara.
Yeah, direct your Yetzer Hara to do good. That's the call.
Very well said. So, right? So we say in the Shema, in all of your heart. So what's heart? Even the Yetzer Hara.
Yeah.
Very good. So that takes a lot of work, and that takes Shema. I mean, Shema is able to do that. So let's do one more. Chaf. So that was Chav Zayin 27. Now we're up to 28. Yoter Yesh Lit Yare. This is a big statement. You ready? We can agree with this, we cannot agree with this, but just know that he's right. Yoter Yesh Lit Yare. We should be more afraid of shiflus, of a low self-esteem, mipnei aromamus, or saying that I'm great. I should be more afraid of that. Ubitzit kascha yarumu. Everyone's agreeing. I don't know if I would have agreed a few years ago. More afraid of feeling bad about oneself than feeling good about oneself. I don't know if I would agree with this a few years ago. Because it could be I understood Mr. a little bit wrong.
Being on the low side can lead to depression and possibly.
Could lead. I mean that's what he has said this. It's true. But I mean, I guess that's the story of Soloveitchik. Again, like, I mean, let's say a little bit differently. Okay, so you're what's wrong with depression? Besides the fact that it feels bad. But what's wrong with depression? Anything beyond me, right? So really, the what happens with depression, which is a challenge, is that all I think about is myself. But let's do the opposite. The opposite is that let's say I think that I'm the best, right? So I need some reality checks. I need people to put me in my place. But let's say I think that I'm the man, right? Which, again, a few years ago, I would have said that's worse than the first one, right? A few years ago. And So Romulus means that I'm great, I'm successful. That's a dangerous thought also. But that has the ability to do good with it and to do stuff with it more than the other way. So if I feel low about myself, I can never really get beyond myself. But I feel great about myself, and it could be that it's false, and it could be that it leads to a heightened sense of self, which may be negative, but still that enables me to do more. And if I do more, there's a good chance, and I think that's what he was saying last, Piska, there's a good chance of the more I do, that the more the negative parts of me become positive. I think that's a really fascinating idea. Maybe to you it's not a chiddush, but to me it's a chiddush. So he's saying a little bit more. He's saying,
even within yourself.
I agree. You're right. That you're saying practical, but the pasuk that he quotes is ubitzit kascha yarumu. Right? When we say that, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Right? Ubitzit kascha yarumu. It's the Tehillim, right? So it's before Musaf in Rosh Hashanah. Right? After the Tekiyas Shofar, after we build the Shofar, we say, Ubitzit kascha yarumu. So there is a concept of us really being exalted. How? With your tzedakah. In other words, where does exaltation come from? God. That means there's something positive about it. Depression, obviously, also comes from God in a certain way, but that's not godly. Make sense? So yeah, we should feel good about what we do. That should not be the drive. The drive said ultimately that I want to make this a better world. And I'm not thinking about myself, I'm thinking about Rick. However, I think about myself as well. Is there anything wrong with that? I mean, we should say that, and it's not right, but it shouldn't stop me from doing what I'm doing. I should just keep being conscious and being aware of it. And maybe the more I'm doing and the more I'm aware of it, the more the self becomes exalted. I think that's a very powerful idea. Let us, if you're okay, to do one more. Are you okay to do one more? Because we're stopping for 2 weeks now, so let's do one more. Chav Tes. Good place to stop. Hagdolim chayavim lidaleg. Great people have to skip. Kidei, what does skip mean? Right, to jump levels. Right? In other words, anashim gdolim chayavim lidaleg el isuk machshavos meromimos. So a person who has a high soul, and this is hard to understand, but a person who has a sensitive high soul has to skip or should skip to be busy with high things. Below tzi'ida mituna v'hadrak. Right, so there's two levels of growth. The average person, when I say average, I don't mean just average Joe, but most people have to grow consistently and slowly. You can't just jump to do right? To become the biggest tzaddik in the world, we have to, like, it has to be thorough. And that's, you know, that's usually the way it works, right? Now he's saying, Hagdolim chayavim lidalek kidei leikanas l'machshavas gdolos. Listen to this great idea that's related. What? Hagdolim chayavim lidalek kidei leikanas l'machshavas gdolos. So the average gadol, this great person, okay? Now the question is, do we consider ourselves great? Which is really what this whole book is, and it's hard to understand one of these ideas without understanding the flow. But really, we have to see that we're great, right? Really, we're supposed to think that we're great. And we have great potential. We're all tzaddikim, right? Why? V'amech kula tzaddikim. Because it says, the way I look at all the Jewish people is that I'm supposed to say that they're all tzaddikim. Does that mean in action? Not necessarily. It means that in essence, they're tzaddikim. In essence, there's a certain segula, there's a certain segula that Hashem chooses the Jewish people, and that's the essence that has to be accentuated, that has to be focused on and emphasized. So, Hagdolim chayavim lidaleg kidei likanes l'machshavas gdolos. So gdolim, these souls of large, a lot of potential, have to skip. They don't have to do hadraga, right? Hadraga means that I do something slowly, one at a time. But they, or this idea of a gadol, they have to skip. They don't have to necessarily do one at a time. Tzarach adol mahakeres kishrono hapnimi. A person has to know their inner sensitivity, their inner worth, their inner ability. And a person should know if they're really prepared for this. Don't be confused or don't be lost in the sin of haughtiness. If a person makes themselves aware of their intellectual or spiritual potential. And again, this is a similar idea he keeps coming back to. Because of false humility, hamidakesis in the neshama that oppresses the soul, umitashteshtesis ore elukisha benefesh, and weakens the light, the spiritual light that's in the soul. Tzarach lizar harbe yosa. You have to really be careful of this. Kisha gedolim mitalim is alusichlis. When the gedolim, when the large people go up in an intellectual, in a sichli way, kol alam kula mitalim mahim. Everyone around them raises as well. Al pia hergish. This is very interesting. This is very nuanced. When the high souls, when I say high souls, when the special people, when the tzaddikim, are intellectually rising, are learning, are like understanding the world in a deeper way, then everybody around them emotionally rises up. That's a very interesting idea. Not intellectually. This is something that really needs work, I think. Which again, this is the highest level of connecting to Hashem, but not everybody is on that level, right? So when a gadol is able, when a high person is able to understand and believe God in a deeper way today, then what happens is emotionally, people around him also start connecting to God. You see that?
People around him or only one?
What?
What did it say? People around.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Kol olam kulo metaleima. He's right.
Much harder to.
David is saying it's not people around him; it's the whole world. So when a tzaddik, in which we're supposed to view ourselves as tzaddik, right? That's really what he's saying, right? When we are learning and developing and learning stuff like this, where we're changing how we look at the world, what happens is the whole world, on an emotional level, rises up. Right? Why not on an intellectual level?
Because you're not sharing.
Right. Because we're not sharing. I think this is a powerful idea. Right, and this is, you know, this is something, the ripple effect is something that we learned about yesterday in the women's class. But like, how do I affect you by me learning and davening if you never see it? Right? So we can say it's a ripple effect, right? We can say that I talk to you a different way. You now talk to somebody else a different way. And that person now talks to someone else a different way. We all are affected by the conversations that we have in the beginning of the day, and that's how that affects how the conversations that we have at the end of the day, right? I mean, I'm not necessarily breaking it up into times, but every conversation that we have affects us. every interaction that we have with people affects us, right? I mean, if we're self-aware enough, we can see that, right? Something that my wife may or may have not said to me affects how I treat other people, right? But not even a spouse. I go to the grocery store and the way a person even reacted to me or said something to me or is not nice or doesn't make eye contact or does make eye contact and says hello and have a nice day, even those things have an influence, right? So when I'm saying even, I'm not minimizing it. But imagine the effect when a bunch of people are getting around and talking ruchnius and talking spirituality and talking a way to connect to God. There's no way that your day is going to be the same. If there's no way that your day is going to be the same, that means the people that you talk to are going to be affected by you differently. And that's really what he's saying. Right? Not necessarily as an intellectual thing, but emotionally. Just the natural partnership or sharing. The fact that everybody is connected. Okay, what did he just say here? Okay. However, in a larger way, more than everything, the nature poel teva shituf ze b'Yisrael. This teva shituf, meaning this natural partnership. Oh, not with the whole world. He's saying with the Jewish people. But the Jewish people is more pronounced. The world is pronounced, but with the Jewish people it's more pronounced. Sheyesh behem mitzad haneshama achdus mechlata, because the idea of the Jewish people is that there's one collective soul. And that one collective soul, then it's definitely more, you're more sensitive and more aware of the growth that I've had. And I think, again, this is something that we can really, really, we can really see. I mean, again, this is the challenge of a shul, and et cetera, but like, one person could affect the whole shul. A whole shul could affect the whole world, right? Or one person could affect the whole world, but for sure, one person could affect the whole shul. Or one person could affect the whole nation. And the fact that there's, right, the idea of there's 36 tzaddikin that exist in the world, right? At any given time, right? This is the idea that people have a hard time with, including myself. What does it mean, 36 tzaddikim are holding up the world? How can we be the holding up the world? Really, 36 people tzaddikim are holding up the world? The answer is yes. In a very deep way, how they think affects the whole generation. Their avoda, their davening, and the way they constantly transcend and are able to be closer to God affects the whole world. And if it's a concept that we have a hard time understanding, we can bring a mashal, we can make a parable. Does the rabbi affect the community? Does a rabbi affect the shul? Of course. So take that and like multiply that by a zillion times to the Lamed Vavnik, to a person who's one of the 36 righteous people of generations, they can affect the entire generation. Moshe Rabbeinu affecting the entire world for eternity. The effects, the spiritual effects of us has no limit, which is what we believe in. That's the eternity, and that's what we keep coming back to. Mirza Hashem will continue. Lamed, I'm 30, will continue when I come back with a very new vision, because I'll be back from Israel. Sunday. Ashikoach.
How long have you been going?